Send a letter to the Franklin County Post Office, Postmaster, regarding Helen Norcross, 1880 Norwood Creek Road, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. Dear sir, because of medical disability, I am requesting that Mrs. Helen Norcross have her mailbox moved closer to her house in order to accommodate her medical needs, period. Paragraph, I would appreciate your cooperation in helping with this disability and hardship. Sincerely, Marie Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, that's Doris Marie Perry. She comes in today. She's hurting severely over the left side of her face. She tells me she's had all of her teeth pulled. There was a question as to whether this was facial neuritis. She's recently been in the hospital with her increased dose of trazodone at bedtime to 100 milligrams. She also recently took a Medrol dose pack on January 18th, insert A, 146 over 80, pulse 76, temp 97.6, weight 210. No rash, slight tenderness over the face, some prominence over the left maxillary or zygoma region. Assessment etiology unclear. This could be a facial neuritis. She could have some underlying sinus mass, tumor, abscess, etc. Plan, we're going to get facial CT scan and follow up. Patient had review statement. Carolyn Casey, she still has complaining somewhat of pain in her right shoulder, which was seen by the orthopedist and felt to possibly be adhesive capsulitis. She's undergoing some self physical therapy and is improving. She comes for a physical exam otherwise. One concern is that she's seen some solid mass come through her colostomy that she is concerned could be a parasite, period. She itches a lot as well, period. Paragraph, past medical history, rectal cancer with a lower anterior resection. She's not had a colonoscopy since she's had a anastomotic stricture in the past, which was just recently repaired. Since its repair, she's been improving and gaining some weight. She's had a history of osteoporosis, degenerative arthritis, peptic ulcer disease, torn meniscus, left leg. Allergies, not listed, medications, vitamin D3, multivitamin, calcium, and sublingual B12. Social history, she doesn't smoke or drink alcohol. Family history is significant in that her mother and father, her mother had coronary artery disease, father had leukemia, 132-point ROS. Objective, 130 over 82, pulse 80, temp 97.4, weight up to 102. HENT, glands, neck, chest, cardiovascular, abdomen, she's got a colostomy. Extremities, fairly good range of motion of the right shoulder with some pain when she reaches backwards. Pelvic and rectal refused. Assessment, she could have some type of parasitic infection causing pruritus and some things in her bowel movements that she sees. Plan, we're going to get stools, ovum, parasites. I'm referring her to gastroenterology. We'll check ferritin, B12, and folate levels along with her CBC. And we'll get her an appointment. And we'll continue her physical therapy for her shoulder. Patient had review statement. Follow up. Bruce Barnes was called back in because his creatinine's gone up to 1.34. He's mildly anemic and hypokalemic. Insert A120 over 64, pulse 80, weight 140, height 5, 7.5. Plan, renal artery duplex, repeat, GFR, creatinine, and follow-up. Emma Stewart, she comes for physical. She's having burning and itching of her legs and feet. She's also having palpitations and occasional chest pains. She's had a coronary bypass and had a cath in April, which showed patent bypasses. Past medical history, degenerative arthritis, hyperlipidemia, diverticulosis, hypertension, hypothyroidism, left occipital lobe, hemorrhagic infarct, peripheral neuropathy, reflux, and osteopenia. Past surgical history includes a coronary artery bypass and a hysterectomy. Allergies, codeine, Dolabid, Altase, Phenergan, medication, CNewlist, social history. She doesn't smoke or drink alcohol. She's a widow. 132 point review of systems on chart. Objective 150 over 82, pulse 80, temp 97.8, weight 140, height 5 foot 5. GNT, glands, neck, chest, mid sternal scar, cardiovascular, normal first and second heart sounds, abdomen, same, genitalia, absent cervix and uterus, extremities, same, EKG shows a sinus rhythm, incomplete right bundle branch block. Assessment, etiology of her symptoms are unclear, although I'm concerned about her underlying coronary artery disease. Plan, we're going to get blood work. We're going to put a 24-hour Holter monitor on her. We'll continue her current medications, repeat her blood pressures. Patient ed, review statement, and follow-up. Harold Gangnath, he still gets up at night and has frequent urination. He's taken a new prostate over-the-counter type medicine. He's had no fever, no chills. He needs some of his medicines refilled. Insert A 140 over 78, pulse 68, height 5'9", weight 171. Urine today, no pus, no obvious infection. Does have 1 plus protein, 1 plus blood, period. Recent ultrasound shows a pus void residual of only 10 cc's. Assessment, he's got an enlarged prostate, but it's voiding fairly well. Plan, continue his current medications, refill his tirazocin as atenolol. Patient had review statement and follow-up. Note on Harold Gangnath, he's having a lot of nasal congestion, runny nose, allergy-type symptoms, and I gave him some, I examined his nose, which appears unremarkable, and I gave him some Flonase BID. Jim Huber comes for several reasons. One is he's had blood in his semen. The other reason is his blood sugar. Survey 130 over 83, pulse 72, weight 230. BMI 32.1, which makes him obese, period. Hold on. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.5. Assessment, he's got type 2 diabetes. He's obese, planned stress diet, which he's already doing, lost 7 pounds. Referral to urologist for his hemospermia. Patient had review statement, follow-up 3 months. James McCombs, MC, capital COMB, comes in. He's a diabetic with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and obesity. He's doing well, however. He travels a lot and is unable to diet very well. Works for the aerospace engineer. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hypogonadism, lumbar disc disease, esophageal reflux, diverticulitis, colon polyps, right rotator cuff repair, and erectile dysfunction. Past surgical history, colonoscopic polypectomy. Allergies, Lipitor, medications, Crestor, Metformin, Losartan, Testim, and Zantac. Social history, does not smoke or drink. Family history. Mother, asthma, hypertension, and glaucoma. Father, hypertension, and had a stroke and died. 132-point review of systems on chart. Objective, he's markedly overweight at 292 with a BMI of 38.5. Placing him in obesity category. Blood pressure 127 over 78, pulse 90, temp 98.2. Male physical all the same otherwise. EKG sinus rhythm assessment, he's obese with diabetes plan. He needs to lose diet. We discussed options including possible lap band procedure. Although he's had no complication of his diabetes at the present time. Plan will continue all of his medicine, stress diet, follow up in 6 months. Stephen Tate comes in, wants a checkup. Didn't keep his previous physical exam. He's a diabetic. He's off of his enalapril. Insert A 127 over 79, pulse 84, weight 264, height 6'1". Assessment, he's overweight. Plan, restart is enalapril. We'll do complete chemistries, including hemoglobin A1C, blood sugars, urine proteins, GFR. Schedule physical exam, patient had review statement. Mary F. Taylor, she comes back in with results of her CT. She's still having a lot of headaches. Insert A, vital signs stable. Weight 226, she's obese. Her CT shows no evidence of brain tumor, but she's got a large Maxillary retention cyst. Plan referral to ENT. Patient average is stable. Nanny Schmoller, S-C-H-M-O-L-L-E-R. She continues to have pain in her back and her ribs. She's been to the bone and joint clinic. She's got compression fractures of her thoracic spine. Insert A-130/70, pulse 76, weight 102. She's got increased dorsal kyphosis. Plan refill her fentanyl patch, 25 micrograms. Referral back to bone and joint clinic. For consideration of kyphoplasty, also referral to pain clinic in Tullahoma to Dr. Young, patient every review statement. Damon Crabtree, he's having a lot of pain in his right foot when he walks and his right calf as well. When he stops, it usually gets better. Insert A1, 18/78, pulse 60, temp 97.1, weight 232, he's obese. Excuse me, he's overweight. I cannot feel pulses in either foot. Assessment, probably claudication. Could have some kind of stress fracture, etc. Plan. We're going to x-ray his foot and get an arterial duplex. Patient had review statement. Ruby Keg, she came in to talk to me. She's having severe pain in her right hip and wants to know if she should have surgery or not, which has been suggested. Insert A130/69, pulse 68, temp 97.8, weight 143, height 5 foot. I have no x-rays of her hip. She's got markedly diminished range of motion of her right hip. However, compared to the left assessment, she probably does have degenerative arthritis. Plan referral to Dr. Callandine at the Bone and Joint Clinic. Elizabeth Harville, H-A-R-V-I-L-L-E. She's got a sinus infection, cough, congestion. She says that she had a CT of her head, of her jaw, but they saw a lot of sinus problems. 128/70, pulse 80, temp 98.7, weight 121, some posterior drainage plan. I put her on Augmentin and Flonase, and I've asked her to send reports to me. Patient had review statement.